A presidential panel today recommended two proposals for tax reform. President Bush charged the group to find a simpler taxation system, a goal he set forth on November 4th, 2004, right after he won re-election.
Let me put it to you this way. I earned capital in the campaign, political capital, and now I intend to spend it. It is my style. That's what happened in after the 2000 election. I earned some capital. I've earned capital in this election, and I'm going to spend it for what I told the people I'd spend it on, which is, you've heard the agenda, Social Security and tax reform.
U.S. Treasury Secretary John Snow called the proposals he received today bold and a starting point for additional discussions. The ideas, though, contain elements that are certain to displease many. And given President Bush's low approval ratings, it seems highly unlikely the administration has any political capital to spend on tax reform. Joining us now to talk about these proposals is Dan Parks. He covers budget and appropriations for Congressional Quarterly magazine and joins us from his office in Washington, D.C. Dan, nice to talk to you.
Glad to be with you, Neil.
There are two proposals to restructure tax laws. Can you describe them briefly?
Yeah, the two proposals are pretty similar as they would affect most individuals. They would simplify the tax code, reducing the six individual brackets down to either three or four, depending on which proposal you're talking about. They would eliminate a number of deductions, most of the deductions in the tax code, in fact. They would also shrink the number of special retirement savings accounts to basically two. I should say one retirement savings account for things like IRAs and Roth IRAs would become something called a save for retirement account.
Mm-hmm.
And they would also replace a number of other special savings accounts like Section 529 education accounts and health savings accounts with something called a save for family accounts. These would be for a wide variety of different uses. So we'd basically shrink a dozen or more tax-free or tax-advantaged savings accounts down to two.
Mm-hmm. Now, anybody who's ever spent time to fill out their tax forms would cheer at the idea that a simpler tax form might be possible, maybe until they look at the details.
It's definitely one of those things that that sound great in the abstract. Everybody hates filling out their taxes. They think it's too complicated. There are too many forms. They have to spend too much money in many cases with an accountant to try to get all this straightened out every year. And yet at the same time, a lot of those same folks are likely to balk at many of these proposals. And at the top of that list would be the mortgage interest deduction. And this plan, neither of these plans would eliminate that, but they would scale it back significantly. Currently, you can deduct $1.1 million up to interest paid up to $1.1 million from your taxes, and this would shrink that down to the average regional price of housing in your area, which would range from about $250,000 to about $412,000. Now, that would still be a substantial break for an awful lot of people, but at the same time, it's something that people just don't like the idea of messing with.
And at the same time, it's not something that's going to be easy to push through Congress, even a president with all that political capital that President Bush was talking about just a year and a half ago. Well, he doesn't have that political capital now.
Well, he certainly doesn't have it right now, and he was talking about that back when he did have a little more political capital, and the reason why I think you heard him stress it over and over again was because he knew when these recommendations came out that this was going to be an extraordinarily difficult thing to do. The last time there was any significant simplification of the tax code was back in 1986. And of course, as we know, just about every year since then, Congress has gone in and made the tax code more complicated, which is why we find ourselves right back where we are now. And of course, the president is currently in a significantly weakened position. The two top tax writers on Capitol Hill are Bill Thomas in the House and Charles Grassley in Iowa. And in comments they made to one of our reporters this morning, they both offered less than enthusiastic responses to this plan at the moment.
So any chance that either of these ideas is going to be enacted?
Well, I don't think there's any chance that either of these plans will be enacted as they have been submitted to Congress. I think some of these things will have to come out or be altered, and of course, it is simply the nature of Congress to put their stamp on things. They don't take anything and just rubber stamp it. Members of Congress like to leave a legacy, and they're going to have a lot to say about these two plans.
Dan Parks, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Dan Parks covers budget and appropriations for Congressional Quarterly magazine, and he joined us from his office in Washington, D.C.